arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out this hour with an old friend of mine, Bill Murphy. Bill is one of the originators, along with Chris Powell, of an organization called GATA. GATA is a very, very high-profile, well-known organization. I have had the privilege of speaking at their conference. I've had the privilege of knowing Bill and Chris and Ed Steer and the rest of the folks there for a long, long time, and I consider them to be good friends. Bill, you were on a program last week with roughly 2 million viewers. The program was called Russia Today. I'm assuming they wanted to chat with you about gold. How did that go, and what did you have to say there?
Well, it went great. Lauren Lister, it's a terrific job. She's sharp, pretty curl, and really knows her stuff. The show's called Capital Account. I've got a huge subscription following everywhere. I mean, the last two hotels I've been to had Russia Today on their cable TV.
Yeah.
And they put it out on YouTube, and we talked about the manipulation of the gold market and what's going on and what God is up to expose what's going on. And one of the things we covered was these two reports that have just been discovered by the IMF wrote in 1999 that said the gold loans were far higher than anybody said, which God has said all along, which means the mainstream gold world was wrong. And then they said that they manipulate, in essence, in their own words, they can't talk about what's going on in the gold market because it would upset their operations, which in our term is to manipulate the market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read it carefully, it virtually confirms everything God has said for the past 13 years.
Yeah. How do you explain, and I'm not saying I disagree with you, I'm not saying that at all. I've been a supporter of GATA for quite some time now, and I think that manipulation to a degree does exist, and I was on record as saying that back in, 1996, 97 at your conference in Washington, D.C., but how do you account for the fact that, you know, gold continues to trade at significantly higher than it was 5 or 6 years ago?
No, that's almost a silly comment from I get from certain people, because God has talked about this managed retreat where they keep excitement down. They only let it go up so much per year, every single year, and we document what they're doing and why. I mean, anybody, and I don't say this to you or anyone else, is a moron who can't see what's happened the past month with two attacks in Asia, dropping at $15, $20 in seconds, and November 28, $25 in the first minute of COMEX trading, and yesterday, with a dollar, making 7.5 months, the euro making 7.5 months highs, all outside markets copacetic. They're just bombing the market day after day, and I'm sick of it. And if people can't see it, they got a big problem, because there's no other explanation. There would not have been one person 2 or 3 weeks ago that said the dollar would the euro would be making 7.5 months highs and gold would collapse, not go down, collapse.
Now, I think you know why I asked you that question, Bill.
I know that, Al. I'm just having some fun with you here.
Oh, no.
But, listen. I mean, you got me at such a time. I mean, it just happened again today.
Yeah, today being
I mean, what do people need to understand what is going on? That's what we discussed in this Russia Today show. This was the game plan of the gold cartel, and here you're seeing it in action. What more do you need today? What's the other explanation for this? We just had QE Forever announced by Japan and the United States back to back. What could be more bullish than that?
Absolutely nothing, in my opinion, Bill. But you know how I feel about this.
Use those terms in a way, phrases, because I'm so ticked off about this thing. They still go around in circles, and there's few outside of the God of Campbell start pounding the table of what's going on here. Meanwhile, as we discussed earlier, I mean, the sentiment in the gold silver share sector and raising business, raising money for the businesses in the sector, it's the worst I've ever seen it in 14 years. And it's this kind of financial terrorism, as I call it, by the gold cartel, which is causing this. Everyone's running away from the industry.
Why do you think they want to accomplish that, Bill?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's because right now, there could be a number of answers, but one of them is, I mean, nothing's getting done. If we talk of fiscal cliff issues in the United States, the debt's going to go up. The deficits aren't going to be cut. They're kicking the can no matter what they come up with. The problem's going to get much worse. The dollar's starting to go in the tank. So they're nailing the gold market. In addition, we think that they have a huge problem in silver, which hasn't surfaced yet. an auxiliary reason to get the gold market down and trying to get silver down with it so they can do some covering before it explodes.
Got a question for you. We have a lot of listeners to the show who are very, very, for lack of better terms, adamantly optimistic about silver, and I happen to be one of those people, I have to say. Now, having said that, Bill, what are your thoughts about the future of the price of silver going into 2013?
Well, another good question. I'm just beside myself because I think it's one of the most bullish stories I've ever seen in my life, having traded commodities for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
It's explosive. And, of course, that can be one of the reasons you get the attack now. When something is so good, they're trying to get out before this goes. But I think if you get two closes above 35, it takes off for 50, and eventually it's going to trade towards 100 faster than most anybody can think.
Mm-hmm.
The physical market's very tight. The metal's going from London to Asia. Even in a smaller sense, they just stopped stopped minting silver coins. They're out.
That is very, very interesting. I know that Roger Wiegand was talking about that earlier in the week, that the supply, from what he could tell, of silver coins was going down. It's an interesting situation, and I would have to say that the only reason that I can see a motive behind this, or I guess I should say the main motive that I can see behind this, is the fact that the economies of the world will be in big, big trouble if they ever are forced to move from a fiat currency to an asset-based currency. That could spell real trouble. Don't you agree?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, yes, it would. The problem is, we call this the no-solution environment. There are no solutions acceptable to politicians and the citizens of the United States. It's just and they're going to go to Monty printing, which they've already announced and done.
Mm-hmm.
So they're shooting the messenger, as I call it. What you do, what should be so bullish is then so bearish. We've seen this over 12 years, 14 years that God has been doing this. The more bullish the news, the more attack, the gold cartel goes to attack mode, and we've just seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense compared to the historic norm.
No. It's an interesting situation in that particular market. You know, I asked you this question, Bill, when I moderated a debate between yourself and a fellow, I don't recall, it wasn't Jonathan Moore, but it was somebody at IIC, and I don't recall who it was. It may have been Jonathan Moore, actually. But I know you debated this individual regarding gold price manipulation. And the question that I asked during that particular debate of you, and I'd like you to answer it again, but the question was, if in fact gold is so severely manipulated, why should people, in your mind, invest in it? We got a minute and a half, and you got the final word on that one.
Well, it's a good question, Al. It's simple. First of all, gold's got as bad as today's been, and it's been of recent trading periods. You know, gold's gone up 12 years in a row. We started when I first met you, talk to you, it was below 300, silver was around 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And look where they are now. I mean, even for the year, they've got really good gains for the year. It's what is going, but the reason they're going, especially now, perhaps never before had the fundamentals been this bullish and the price being where it is relative to those fundamentals. And we're going to get to the point where we go into explosive mode, especially in silver. But they're both just going to go nuts. So now is not the time for people to be running away because of the price action, but to be paying attention and get jumping on board. And I think they're going to go nuts. And I think, you know, the moribund shares that you've been beating up now for years as a group are going to take off. I would have said that last year, too. And that time is coming, and it's time, as Jim Sinclair says, not to be emotional, but to look at the fundamentals and invest appropriately.
I have to agree with that 100%, and I have felt that way for a long time. My portfolio, I have to say, is it's been beaten up a bit, but I've also got some real winners in it, and I certainly am looking for greater appreciation in 2013, as an awful lot of people are. Don't take that as investment advice, because it's not. It's just Big Al's opinion. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Bill Murphy is a really, really interesting guy. And, you know, I've known Bill for a long time. I have nothing but time for the man. I think he is a very, very interesting individual. And I think he and Chris Powell and Ed Steer have a great organization. Okay, Going to switch horses a little bit here. I'm chatting with Kathy Fetke. Kathy is involved in the real estate industry. You know, interestingly enough, Goldman Sachs honored Kathy just recently as being one of the top female entrepreneurs in the whole country. She's been on the program before. Her insights into real estate are very, very valuable to me. And guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about real estate. You know, last Thursday, Bloomberg came out with the existing home sales numbers. They were pretty strong. Here's the high. Quote, an easing in the number of distressed properties on the market is definitely giving the housing sector a lift, with the latest evidence coming from existing home sales, which surged 5.9% in November to a 5.04 million annual rate. That beat all of the estimates. Looks like real estate is coming back, Kathy.
It sure does, doesn't it?
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's mixed, because when housing is distressed, it's a great time to buy. It's mm-hmm. a buyer's market. And, you know, here in California, it has completely flipped to a seller's market. And, you know, sellers are just jacking up prices every month. So
yeah.
It's not as good for buyers.
Well, I know last time we talked, which was probably a year or so ago, maybe less than that, actually, but the market in, now you're in the East Bay Area, in a very nice part of the East Bay Area. If I'm not mistaken, you guys are, oh gosh, probably about 10 miles east of Oakland in that area, Contra Costa County,
yeah,
down there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you were saying that real estate a year ago was totally different than it is today. It was more of a buyer's market at the time.
Well, everything changed on, I believe it was February 29th mm-hmm. of this year, when Warren Buffett got on CNBC and said, you know, if I could buy a few hundred thousand homes, I would, if I knew how to manage them. And, you know, the whole, if I knew how to manage them part, well, I think was missed by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right after that, hedge funds came in and bought up everything. And all they want is a 5 or 6% cap rate or return.
Right.
And so they're, you know, they're willing to kind of pay whatever they need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So that changed everything.
Is that the main driver, Kathy, right now behind this uptick in the real estate market, is, you know, basically financial institutions coming in and buying up distressed properties and then using them as investments with their return based on, you know, based on the rental income? Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, the rents have gone up, and, you know, those millions of people who lost their homes have to rent. So.
Yeah.
You know, being a landlord is actually a good idea. And when Warren Buffett came out and said that, then hedge funds said, well, why don't we try that?
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, it's a little bit of an experiment. I don't know that Wall Street needs to be in the landlording business, but
no.
We'll see how that goes.
What's your opinion on that, Kath? I'm just curious, because it strikes me as being maybe a little diversification that they don't need. But you're the expert, not me. What do you think?
Oh, you know, I think they're crazy. Landlording for single family homes is really meant to be a mom and pop thing, in my opinion. Because, you know, if I own 100 homes, I'm going to take care of those homes, and it's my income, it's my retirement.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, you know, tens of thousands of these homes, it's just, I really don't know how they're going to manage it, and I think they're going to get out at some point. Now, some of these hedge funds are buying really nice properties. They're buying the high end, and I don't think they'll have as many problems, but some of these other groups have gone in and just bought garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to meet a very different kind of human being out there.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what I find to be very, very interesting. We have an uptick right now in the housing market, okay, because of, you know, for all the reasons that you just gave. But I am not particularly bullish on the long-term outlook for the overall economy in the United States, not even close.
Right.
I'm just wondering if we're not going to see, when Wall Street perhaps realizes that they've made a mistake, if we're not going to see the housing market ease off a little bit, or perhaps even ease off a big bit. What do you think the odds of that happening are?
It's so hard to say, and again, real estate is so localized, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I believe there's parts of California that if you don't get in now, you may miss the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's parts of any state that are desirable areas to live. You could probably get in for fairly affordable right now. But some areas where there's really been high foreclosure
mm-hmm.
and now high rental, you know, because investors have come in and bought those foreclosures and are renting them out.
Sure.
Those neighborhoods are changing overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think that these hedge funds aren't aren't planning on. Now, I've been in the business long enough to see it, and we got kind of thrown by it as well, because none of us have really lived in a single-family home neighborhood that's all rental.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been since college. Yeah.
Right. And usually that's not good for real estate. And that's what we're finding is the high foreclosure areas that are now high rental. Crime has increased, theft, burglaries. It's rough out there. So what's the future of housing? It's very difficult to say, but again, in good neighborhoods with good schools that are safe, I think it'll always be a good investment.
You know, a funny story. I had a close friend of mine who was a very successful broker in the Vancouver, Washington, Portland, Oregon area tell me a number of years ago. He said, you know, we were talking about real estate, and this was back when Kathy and I didn't have two nickels to rub together, and we were talking about houses, and I was asking him about, at the time, about investing in real estate. And he said, number one, if you're going to invest, he said, you really better know what you're doing. But he said, Al, he said, your basic premise has got to be you want a dwelling to live in. Once that's taken care of, then you can consider investing. But, you know, you really need to realize that investing, you know, you need to leave it to pros like people like Kathy Fetke, because it's not just a matter of buying a home and then renting it and assuming you're going to make a lot of money with no headaches. Am I correct on that?
You know, it's really a people business more than a brick-and-mortar business.
Right.
So who you bring into that property and how you manage it makes all the difference in the world. So it is hands-on, and that's what you have to know. If you're going to do it, it's hands-on. Even if you have a property manager, you have to know how to manage that property manager.
Yeah, interesting point. Kathy, we have a minute left here. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, we do specialize in finding investment property and, you know, all around the country, and we educate investors who want to be in the housing sector.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that before you buy anything, you really understand what's involved, and, you know, from understanding the contract to the inspections, making sure that you buy right. And then after that, it's all about the property management to make sure that's successful. And then some of the things we've been doing lately are just so exciting, like buying up land that builders want. So we're seeing huge, I don't know if you saw, but building is up, way up from last year.
Sure.
Yeah. So buying, well-located land can just be very lucrative right now. So we're doing a lot of that too.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very interesting woman. She's a very bright woman, as is evidenced by the recent awards that she's achieved. If you want to find out more about Kathy and what she does, click on her picture and you get all the information you want. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMice.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMice.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMice.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMice.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I have a very, very interesting gentleman on the line with me right now. His name is Clayton Kramer. Clayton wrote a very, very interesting book. He's written a number of interesting books, okay, and we should have probably had him come on and talk about the gun control issue because he's very well versed in that. Clayton wrote a book called My Brother Ron, A Personal and Social History of the Deinstitutionalization of the Mentally Ill. And I wanted Clayton to come on the show because I want to talk with him about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart, and that subject has to do with two things. Number one, big pharma in the United States. We have people who are saying that the pharmaceutical industry is basically an evil industry, and they're evil people, and they're controlling our minds, and all I can say on that is hogwash. This has come out basically as a result of some of the travesties that have occurred of late with some very, very seriously deranged people. I would maintain that the reason that these travesties have occurred is because these people aren't where they should be, which is in institutions where they can be humanely and effectively taken care of and hopefully made better, for lack of better terms. Clayton, number one, thank you so much for taking some time to come on the show. I appreciate it. What are your views on what I just said?
You know, it's interesting. Everyone's looking for some conspiracy explanation for why we suddenly have been having over the last 25 or 30 years a whole bunch of these random acts of mass murder. And a lot of people are looking for a pharmaceutical explanation for it. But I discovered there's actually a much more straightforward explanation for it, and it isn't a conspiracy. It was a series of well-intentioned, but as it turns out, very counterproductive actions that were taken starting in the 60s.
Yeah.
That is the deinstitutionalization of the mentally ill.
My wife and I can comment ad nauseum on that, but I want to hear it from you. You're the expert.
Okay. Until about 1965, if a person was beginning to give evidence that they had lost touch with reality, if they were beginning to see and hear things that weren't there, if they were beginning to act in ways that were really quite strange, it was quite common for family members to contact a doctor or perhaps the police. And generally, if there was some reason to think this person was in fact severely mentally ill, that person would often be hospitalized. It was a pretty quick process. Emergency commitment was quite common. You could be taken into custody on basically on the say-so of a doctor or of a policeman. Usually, you would be in a hospital for observation for, you know, a few days to perhaps a few weeks. And, in some cases, people that were seriously mentally ill, would be, given a long-term, involuntary commitment. That is to say, they would be held, for perhaps months, in some cases even years, in a usually a state mental hospital. In some cases, people got substantially better and they were released and went back to their home communities. There were other people who ended up staying there on a very long-term basis, sometimes because they had committed a violent crime or because they made it clear that they intended to commit a violent crime.
Right.
And there were problems with this system. One of the big problems was that state mental hospitals were typically severely overcrowded. And there were a lot of reasons. One of them was that the elderly senile, there really wasn't much of a place for them to go in many cases. And so state mental hospitals were sort of the default. There was also the syphilitic insane. Syphilis in its last stages attacks the brain and makes people now not only contagious but also dangerous. And penicillin's introduction during World War II meant that within 15 years or so, there really weren't that many people who were left with syphilitic insanity. But the problem is this crowding and the sometimes pretty inhumane conditions, because mental hospitals were not well-funded throughout World War II, meant that a lot of people had a very negative view of mental hospitals.
Sure.
And sometimes they had good reason for it.
Exactly.
So what happened was is that the combination of good intentions, we need to have a better way to take care of the mentally ill, meant that a decision was made during the Kennedy administration to start to close down the really large mental hospitals. And the idea was is that we'll take care of these people in community mental health center operations that will be at the communities where they live. And for some people, that worked out pretty well. For a lot of others, it did not. One of the side effects is that by the late 1970s, we have a pretty sizable homelessness problem in the United States.
That's right.
And, a lot of people wanted to blame it. Once Reagan was president, they blamed it on him. But in fact, the problem was something that was already well underway by the 70s, because so many of these people had been released, and of course many others could no longer be hospitalized anywhere near as easily as was the case before. The other thing, though, that is, and of course the homelessness is in itself a major social problem, but the thing that a lot of people don't realize is that these random acts of mass murder used to be pretty darn rare in the United States. There's, the one at the University of Texas in 1966. Most people know about it, or at least many people my age know about it, but there really isn't very much of that until you get into the early 80s, and then suddenly we have lots of these incidents, and they get more and more common. And a lot of people at the time wanted to say, oh, well, we obviously need more gun control laws. And, the difficulty with this, of course, is that we had relatively little gun control in the United States in the early 1960s, and yet we didn't have these sort of, recurring, shockingly common mass murders going on, done for no apparent reason. And the reason is we didn't have people wandering the streets, in many cases clearly mentally ill and unable to care for themselves, and in some cases dangerously violent as a result.
You know, I have to tell you, in my opinion, and as you know, this is a subject that I have a lot of familiarity with, but in my opinion, I think that one of the largest downfalls in our society is the fact that society is not willing to take care of its own, okay? And if somebody isn't around to take care of their own, then obviously the government has to lend a helping hand there. But the idea, for example, of deinstitutionalizing people who clearly need to be institutionalized is absolutely a travesty and one of the saddest things that ever happened in the United States, in my opinion. And, you know, your comment, Clayton, about the homeless situation, your comment about the violent acts that have occurred, you know, people are making this thing really too complicated by getting into conspiracy theories about the pharmaceutical industry is to blame, et cetera, et cetera. That's a bunch of crap. Who's to blame here? Are people not willing to take care of their own, and if they're not willing to take care of their own, people not willing to let society in general take care of their own? I got a first-hand experience with this, and you know that, and it irks me no end, Clayton. You got the final word, buddy.
The interesting thing about this is that it was not originally done to save money. That was not really the primary motivation. It was a desire to improve the conditions of these people that were mentally ill.
Of course.
And it really didn't work. The difficulty is that we're probably actually spending more money doing what we're doing now, because, you know, mental hospitals are expensive, but so are drawing chalk marks around bodies, so are prosecuting people in murder trials, and so is sending someone to prison for 30 or 40 years after you've convicted them.
Yeah. Tell us real quick, from a human interest point of view, and unfortunately we've only got about a minute left here, why did you get interested in this? I mean, you've got a real passion for it. You know a lot about it. Why?
I have an older brother named Ron. He was part of that first generation to suffer a schizophrenic breakdown after California went down the path of deinstitutionalization.
Yeah.
And he's been in and out of mental hospitals ever since. He's been homeless at times. He has been at times violent, although fortunately no one has ever gotten badly hurt as a result of this. This is the reason for my passion, and I see the damage this has done, not just in our family, but to many people throughout America.
We got to take care of our own, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question about that. As I've been saying for a long, long time now, let's quit blaming other people. Let's get off our backsides. Let's make a difference, as obviously Clayton is doing here. Clayton, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Time out, Cornell, but you already know that. You've been listening to the show for seven segments. We're going to end up the show on a topic that is very, very near and dear to my heart, and it's a natural outgrowth from what we talked about in the prior segment. We're going to talk a little bit about gun control here. I got Mark Walters with me right now. Mark is an author. He's the author of a book called Lessons from Armed America. He has a syndicated radio show that airs on weekends on about 160 stations around the country. A lot of you folks listening to this on the stations that carry our show will recognize Mark, because we do have a number of stations in common. You know, Mark, right now the hot button is obviously firearms. Should they be controlled? Should they not be controlled? Should they be banned? Should they not be banned? Et cetera, et cetera. And I have to tell you, I really think that people are missing the point. And when I say people are missing the point, I'm talking about the people in the camp that firearms should not be allowed to be sold to the general public. I really, really don't think that's the issue. What are your thoughts?
Well, first off, I want to point out, and it's important that people understand this from a logical perspective. The firearm industry is the single most heavily regulated in the United States of any industry. The firearm industry is. As far as gun control is concerned, we already have tens of thousands of gun control laws on the books. 10,001 isn't going to change what evil did last week. It's a sad statistic, but it is true. And as far as banning firearms in the United States, that will never happen. This is a nation founded on the gun. And as you mentioned, there are 310+ million Americans in this country. In addition to that, there are an estimated, and I believe the number to be low, I know people who personally wouldn't answer the question in a survey, I've been one of them, and that is that the estimates range from roughly 300 million firearms in the hands of the public. And it's important to point out that 99.999% of that is in the hands of good, law-abiding people who use these firearms every day for self-defense and lawful purposes.
Right.
So banning firearms simply is unrealistic, and those who would like to close their eyes out and wish them all away, we can't. They have to get real. Not me or you. They do. And they have to approach this subject from that perspective.
Yeah. In my mind, it's a societal issue. And I want to touch on that question here just in a second. But the thing that concerns me right now about the firearm issue is I am a real small government guy. Okay. I haven't received a paycheck from anybody since I was roughly 38 years old, which was a long time ago.
Congratulations.
Okay?
Yeah, but having said that, I really believe in capitalism. I really believe in small government. I really believe in society taking care of itself. My impression right now is the direction that the Senate and the executive branch is going in right now, I think, is to curtail as much as those entities can firearms in the United States. And I think that's another example of big government. And I'm seeing the mainstream media right now, Mark, support that. And I think that is criminal.
Well, it is. And again, I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but this was predicted on Armed American Radio. This has been predicted by the National Rifle Association, the Gunners of America, every state grassroots organization in America, every pro-gun group out there has been saying this for the last 2 years in the run-up to this election, that a second Obama term was going to be an absolute nightmare for gun owners. This legislation that Dianne Feinstein is drawing up, and the reaction that you're seeing from the mainstream media and all of the anti-gunners at Al the Brady campaign, the Violence Policy Center, all of the usual circus clowns and freaks that come out whenever there's a killing that they would like to exploit. This one is bad. It created the perfect storm. They're all bad, but this one, being children, created the perfect storm and gave the political enemies of the right to keep and bear arms the ability to come out and exploit this, and they're doing it. We predicted this was going to happen, and, you know, this was not anything that we weren't prepared for. I'm sad to say.
You know, the thing that I find intriguing about all of this is that people are actually blaming the munitions industry, for lack of better terms, as opposed to the people who are committing these heinous acts, for lack of better terms. I mean, this kid, young man who shot his mother in the face and then went into the school and basically massacred 26 people, you know, I gotta tell you, the guy obviously had a screw loose. The guy obviously should have been institutionalized. I mean, that's just common sense.
Well, of course it is. And, I have to say this. Anybody who listens to my show knows that I am no fan of the mainstream media. In fact, I despise the mainstream media. I believe the mainstream media is culpable, has blood on their hands, and is part of the problem of the political discourse that we have, or the breakdown in political discourse that we have in this nation today. A 24-hour news cycle being pushing a political agenda, be it left or right. In this particular case, happens to be a left agenda. But out there in lockstep, pushing an agenda is incredibly dangerous. It's creating copycats and enabling copycats. Because, listen, this guy got everything he wanted. He's globally famous in an instant. And the mainstream media is throwing his name everywhere. It's sickening, quite frankly.
Sure, I agree.
I don't know any other way to put it.
I agree 100%.
The endless loop news is no longer news.
Yeah.
It's propaganda. We knew what this story was. They can come on and do this story as the facts come in. But in today's 24-hour news cycle with time to fill, I sat there and watched it, as millions of you did, and saw, photos of the wrong people being put up. His mother worked at the school. She was a teacher. This was her class. He was out sick. All this garbage to fill this 24-hour news cycle over and over and over again is propaganda.
We're turning into a society that doesn't really want to accept personal responsibility anymore.
Right.
And Mark, that's not what made our country great. And you know what? That philosophy is dragging our country down. And that's the
important. It absolutely is. Yeah. I agree 100%. This is very important. As the media tells you that the debate rages. The debate in this country was over 221 years ago on December 15, 1791, when the Bill of Rights was ratified.
Right.
The Second Amendment is a part of the Bill of Rights. And the media likes to tell us that there's a gun debate in this country. There isn't a gun debate in this country. That gun debate ended years ago, centuries ago. We have the right to bear arms in this country. The left and the gun haters need to get past that. The right exists, and people need to understand that they're coming at you from emotion. They're not coming at you from thought. They're not thinking this through. They're feeling it through. And the natural knee-jerk reaction of human beings is to find somewhere to place that anger in their blame, and they're blaming it on the inanimate object. And that's natural. But those of you who can think need to be able to understand where we are in this country today and need to understand facts like this, that guns are good. Guns save lives. guns can be used by bad people, and that's what gets all of the press. What the press doesn't tell you, and this is where they're complicit, and part of the problem in this country is that guns were used thousands of times by the federal government's own estimates, which are low end at 700,000, to Gary Klett's studies up to 2.5 million mm-hmm. times per year by good law-abiding people to save life, limb, and property. And I'll tell you, take 700,000. Let's give the anti-gunners their due. Let's say it's a low number. Let's say it's the 700,000. Divide it by 365. You're smart, guys. You can figure it out. That's how many times a firearm was used by the government's own guesstimate per day to stop criminal activity and save someone's life. And you have to get past the emotion and think about this. Guns are not going away. They are a much-needed part of our culture and a much-needed part of our history. It isn't going away, guys. Close your eyes and wish it away. Is it going to happen? Get real.
You know, the tragedy that occurred at Clackamas Town Center in the Portland-Vancouver area where my wife and I lived for 31 years sums up exactly what you're saying right now. You know, this fellow opened fire. There was a man carrying, with his girlfriend and her child, carrying a concealed weapon, okay? He looked at this guy. His last comment was, "You got to be kidding me." He got his girlfriend and the child out of the way, knelt down, took a bead at this guy, made eye contact. The guy knew that he was going to die, even though this fellow with a concealed weapon did not fire a round because there were people behind him and he didn't want to take the chance of hurting them. He made contact with the shooter. The shooter knew he was going to go down from this guy, and the shooter turned the gun on himself. That's called saving lives. That's called...
It is called saving lives.
And that's called responsible gun control. Mark, where can people hear your show?
Head over to armedamericanradio.com. Click on the Where to Listen link at the top of the page, and you'll see the hundreds of cities available in the radio stations.
Mark, thanks for the words of wisdom. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you've enjoyed the show. Going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.